This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Adrian Drayton, movie guy from Insights Magazine. Good morning.
Hi, guys. How are you? I do take issue with the princessy thing, but that's okay.
Yeah.
I'll get over it.
Would you like me to read the email? No.
We weren't going to mention anything, Adrian, but when you threw your shoe at Aaron, I was gobsmacked.
There was no shoe throwing going on.
We're putting Adrian on the spot. We're horrible.
Okay.
What have we got this morning?
We've got Fireproof this morning because it's been a bit of a fireproof morning, of course.
Good. Yes.
And it's the film that's been made by Sherwood Baptist in the US, and they did Flywheel and Facing the Giants. I know you're a big fan of Facing the Giants, Dan. And it's just a really excellent film. It's a great resource for churches, a Christian film about, well, it basically starts where any great movie should about marriage really should. Right, smack in the middle when all the wheels are kind of falling off. So the story sort of stars Kirk Cameron as Caleb Holt, who's a firefighter who proves his heroism day by day, but his marriage is in jeopardy. So his kind of job consumes his waking hours and he goes on 24-hour shifts often. And so he and his wife, Catherine, kind of don't cross paths very often because she has a ailing mother who she looks after on the weekend. So when they do actually cross, they get pretty cross with one another. So, and when Caleb's fuse gets really short one night, they have a bit of a fight and Catherine drops a bit of an unexpected bombshell that she wants out of their marriage. So that really happens in the first 10 or 15 minutes of the film. So it's quite a sort of big ask for a Christian film to sort of put you right in the middle of marital strife. But of course, Caleb's father, John, and his and his mother are really concerned about their marriage because they're young and they've got life ahead of them and things like that. And so John gives Caleb a 40-day love dare, which is a day-by-day, I suppose, guide to help you, one, become close to what God has planned for your life and marriage, and also to teach him how to, I suppose, respect and love and cherish his wife. So as a male, I found this a really, really confronting film because even, I mean, my marriage isn't in strife, but there are elements of their marriage that are very familiar. And so it does kind of strike home quite effectively. And as I said, it's a very daring move for the filmmakers to kind of throw us into the middle of the marital strife. And I think the thing that's done really well in the film is that there could have been an issue where Caleb and Catherine, one of them, could have come off as the bad guy and one not. But it's a real credit to the filmmakers that they both are really even-handed characters. You feel for both of them, I mean, even though they're both going through a really tough time. So that's a real plus for the film. And it also has a bit of a rare realism. I mean, a lot of Hollywood films focus on the beginnings and ends of marriages. And they have lots of cliches, obviously. We all know the sort of cliches of the romantic comedies. But this is cliche-free, basically. And there's quite a few very unpredictable moments when you find out about Caleb's faith or lack thereof. I won't sort of elaborate on that because it's just a really good film to find all those things out. And I think the thing that really is important for Alex Kendrick as a filmmaker is he really understands, particularly men, what they're looking for. And he's also a pastor, so he has a bit of a sound understanding of what God has to offer in response to their problems. So the film is has a lot of spiritual depth in it. I mean, there are a couple of little niggles for me in that, you know, because all of the cast except Kirk Cameron are actually the church volunteers.
Wow.
Which is fantastic. They had an acting coach on set and the acting is, with the exception of a couple of sequences, flawless, particularly Catherine. Erin Bethea is fantastic for a non-actress. She's just amazing and their relationship really kind of resonates. The collector's edition of the DVD, which is actually available at Coorong now, although I'd encourage people, if they want to see it on the big screen, to ring the numbers that Aaron was mentioning before. The collector's edition is available. It has a wealth of information on it, Bible study guides, which is excellent. It's like a six-night Bible study guide on it where you can use the clips from the film as a way to sort of start discussions. also consider buying a license or to go to the website, which is fireproofmymarriage.com, which has also more resources about how you can sort of get more out of a movie, but also to discuss some of the problems. I mean, divorce and marriage strife in sort of Christian churches is not dealt with a lot, and I think this is a really important resource because even if you're not in that position or you can see yourself, you kind of marriage, the sort of glow of marriage is sort of worn off or whatever, it's just a really important thing for people to watch and to sort of engage with, particularly in the Christian context. And it's a fantastic film. I can't recommend it highly enough. Either go and buy it or go and sit on the big screen wherever it's screening. So, yeah.
Like it. It is screening this Friday night at the Inner West Baptist Church.